If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Hey, baby.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
I'll never delete that one.
I cannot place this song. It sounds very familiar.
Oh, you'll know it soon.
Oh, yeah. The Hooch.
I remember this song. Baby.
Yeah.
It's
what real. Year did this come out? I'm trying to figure out the.
Oh, you want to look it up? I want to guess.
I'll look it up.
Let me guess, like 97.
Paige, what do you say?
Oh.
It's by the group Everything, right?
Yep.
Okay.
99?
Show me.
Wow, y'all split it down the middle. 98.
Oh, and I remember being in high school when it came out.
Yeah.
It's like, this is cool, man.
I was in some college then.
It's like, is this a drinking song? I don't know, man. Let's play it.
Well, I mean, Hooch, generally, up until that Tom Hanks movie came out, you associate it with liquor, and then it was a dog for a little while, and then it was, a lot of people were complacent on, like, Gooch and Hooch. Like, wait a minute. What is Gooch? Well, in the 80s, it was a bully at Arnold's school. Oh, different strokes.
Wait a minute.
The Gooch, yes. The bully, it's the strangest thing. The Gooch was the guy who beat up little Arnold. Even when Arnold was hanging around Dudley and other friends, that redheaded kid, it's like Arnold was, it was very obvious, like the dude was, you know, a little person or whatever.
What's wrong, Arnold?
But why would the Gooch mess with the tiniest person at school?
That had to have meant the same thing back then, but they just worked it in.
Like, the word smooch is, in my life, has always meant kissing.
Yeah, yes.
Yep.
So you tell somebody when you're mad at them, you smooch my Gooch.
Okay.
Or now you can say it like, you know, hoping they would.
Or, but the Hooch, yes, always a liquor drink.
Is that? I thought it was marijuana.
What's wrong, Arnold?
You thought Hooch was marijuana?
Yeah.
Oh.
I always liquor. There used to be a beer or a liquor one called Hooch.
Boy, I was asking for the wrong thing.
Oh, Lord.
Just like what you said, liquor is what I always thought it was.
So I go downtown and go, hey, can anybody get me some Hooch? Gosh, no wonder why I was all messed up.
Well, so you show us something that rhymes with it, maybe we will.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Hooch.
You know, Hooch. Okay, so this is strange. I have to disagree with this. This is AI pop-up on Google or whatever.
It says
it is for an alcoholic distilled beverage, comes from prison, where they made an alcoholic beverage in the toilet.
Toilet wine is what.
Okay. But, yeah, toilet wine or Pruno is what.
So what
certain people call it.
Toilet wine.
Pruno.
Well, how do they go to the bathroom?
Well, you push it to the side a little.
Okay.
Or sit there and, I don't know, but then.
Yeah, maybe Hooch. Something to mix with, some milk duds to mix with in here.
Oh, I just thought Hooch was moonshine. Oh, except Turner's. Well, who was Hooch? The dog or the detective?
Yeah, the Hooch was the dog, but I can't believe the Gooch was a bully.
The Gooch, yes.
Hooch was a big red dog. He was pretty.
Arnold.
What is a snooch?
I can't tell you what that is.
Snooches, gooches. What is that? Oh, okay.
Sounds like something.
That's Silent Bob and Jay.
I'm trying to figure out what the damn song means, but I can't find. Like, nothing would tell me what it means.
Sounds like a Dr. Seuss.
Holy crap.
Hooch and pooch.
Wow. Good text that I thought was bullcrap, and I looked it up, and it's so true. Did you know that Brad Daugherty's nickname is the Hooch Fat Boy?
What?
Former basketball player.
No, it's not.
That's what this text said, and I Googled it, and it said it shows up on here. Oh, his other nickname's Big Dookie. Wow. We're on Wikipedia. Wikipedia, dude. Bradley Lee, dude, I wonder if it's a hack. Bradley Lee Daugherty, nicknamed Big Dookie and Hooch, played college basketball for UNC and went on to play the NBA with Cleveland Cavaliers. Big Dookie.
Big NASCAR owner.
He didn't even play for Duke. He played for North Carolina.
So is Hooch like bathtub liquor? Because I remember.
That's PJ.
Okay.
Yep.
PJ.
God, we got so many NASCAR crew guys that listen. If you know Brad Daugherty because he's big into NASCAR.
Yeah.
Please tell us a Big Dookie.
Did you drink PJ out of a bathtub?
Oh, yeah. I had a friend who got in a lot of trouble that he had to...
Did he stay in the tub?
Yeah, he lost his renter's deposit or whatever you call that.
Dang.
Safety deposit? What is it called?
I think so. I guess. Deposit. Or deposit? Just deposit?
Right? Just a deposit, yeah.
Well, this says that obviously not in the meaning of the song, but hooch is a term for military housing too. Never heard
I lived
that.
In that before.
My God, you are they talking about?
Oh, yeah, I lived in several military houses.
You lived in a bunch of hooches.
Did you drink hooch in a hooch with hooch?
Probably. I didn't because I was under the age of 5.
Maybe hooch. Dude, this is I'm amazed by this. It's funny the conversations that come off literally nothing. But the fact that hooch means prison liquor, but also is Brad Daugherty's nickname, but also his other nickname is Big Dookie.
Yeah.
Also known as prison liquor.
Well, that's what it says in this Travis Scott song is about prison liquor.
God, he's got a song called Hooch, yes.
How do you, I mean... So are you making it out of fruit? How do you get enough? What do you do? Applesauce?
We're missing the Chattahoochee, guys.
Oh.
They call that the hooch.
The hooch. My God.
You know what? This is where I will say, immigrants, I'm with you now. It's too hard to figure out this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, if we could just agree you come in a different way, you know, we'd be all cool. But...
Right. Or pay $5 million.
You can teach a beautiful card.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it says it's like it only gives the Travis Scott meaning, which is talk about that lean.
Yeah. Well, see, that ain't the same thing, though.
No.
I would never. I have never. I wouldn't. Like, if I, you know, no. Like, that reminds me of, like, Lil Wayne and them double cup days and all that stuff.
But oh, I never no, got man.
I never. Never, never.
Community alcohol back in the party days were not good.
No. But also, like, I never messed with any of that stuff. I drink, but everybody drank supposed moonshine, and it probably probably wasn't. This was before like you could go buy.
It wasn't moonshine.
I don't know.
What was it?
Probably then? Just
homemade.
I smoked weed that wasn't real weed that time at the beach. Oh, it wasn't even oregano.
But you gotta act like you're high at least to sell it.
You know?
How would it? Well, would you smoke it and it didn't smell like weed?
Because I was. In high school, and I didn't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you just didn't have.
You have to ask you, is this
You didn't
this
have a bad brother like I did, so it wasn't like, you know, you knew it was real weed.
Well, no, I wasn't the purchaser. I just looked at it and said, man, this doesn't look right. And he's like, nah, man, it's the flat stuff from Mexico.
Oh.
It's not good. And I was like, well, why'd you buy it? We at Myrtle Beach, we could just walk to the gate often and buy some.
Girls,
not there,
girls
but nearby,
don't have to
perhaps.
Buy anything.
All right, way back. Garden City is where you go.
God. Did I send you the picture I saw over the weekend of Mother Fletcher's? Because I'm a part of this Myrtle Beach, old Myrtle Beach page on Facebook.
Yeah, man, I'm on the Instagram one.
Oh, they post a lot of pictures. They posted the pictures of the security at Mother Fletcher's.
Oh, yeah.
It was a bunch of ripped up hot dudes.
Oh, I thought they were. Oh, no, the Bowery. Never mind.
Yeah. I didn't even look.
Across the street. Well, pull back on that. But yeah.
It's like you ain't going to see this stuff anymore.
Wow. The hooch. God, you know what? You can never tell in radio what is going to, I mean, truly work and what's not. So everybody texting in about hooch, there's a Khalees song, if you remember Milkshake Lady.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a song called Hooch.
Do I have any more hooch?
Sum 41 has a song called Hooch, according to, and I haven't verified these yet or not.
Oh, Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo.
Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo.
That's the only other
I don't know that one.
You know his other hit, don't you?
Wow. Yeah. Korean War and Vietnam War slang. Yeah, you already said that. Bunkers or sandbagged foxholes. Now, does foxhole mean what I think it means?
I didn't know hooch was a military term, too.
Yeah, I didn't either. I didn't either.
Just learned that.
Who got the hooch?
What Looper place? Should have told
See
us he is South Korean.
Fat boy?
No, I love it.
I know, because that's one of the songs we like to change the words to make it dirty.
Yeah.
How would you make it dirty?
Oh, I can't even say it, but to involve something you might be working with over there.
Who got the pooch?
Good morning, everybody.
It's going loud.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This morning show.
Can I tell you one other thing about hooch? Is the way that... people are spelling it. I'm H-O-O-C-H, but many people are adding a T in there.
No.
Hooch.
What are you doing?
Hooch.
GED showing. I got 6 of them, and I know.
2 DUIs.
I'll see it. T and hooch. Come on. You probably put a weird U in there with the eyeballs on it.
That'd be
on
the
top.
Oh, the umlauts?
Yeah. Hanson. Good song.
That was a Hanson song.
Umlauts.
I still don't know what the other one's called. What's over the N?
How is that?
It's in Spanish.
It's like it's going down this way, like a backwards Nike check.
It looks like a
oh, like a wave.
Yeah, it's a wave.
What is that? Is that to tell you to roll the R, or roll the N?
Roll the N.
Yeah. Yes.
How would you know? Like I can't roll an R.
I can't think remember. Of more at.
Throw it down the well. So my people can be free. Remember that?
Like I told you.
Vaguely.
I don't know how to roll any of the consonants.
Well, it's like Nino.
Nino.
I don't know what I don't know how to even Google that. What do Spanish people put over their ends? That's what I'm going to put.
Nino's the...
You got to know how to be able to... That's the thing with Googling and stuff. You got to know what to ask it.
That is true.
Fair?
Because it can't read your mind yet, but it will soon.
Well, I don't want that. Because then that's like the thought police.
Elyon's working on it.
It's already a big... I know, but...
I know you hate Mike Myers, but when he does the dance, Elyon, that's great. Little Elyon dance.
Man, you know what? I saw him... I watched Saturday Night Live this week, and What do you think? First off, it was. We're not going to talk about these kids working, are we?
It wasn't that good, but you know, like the music was a little weird to me, a little off.
She's a witch. I'm telling you, Lady Gaga's a witch. I'm telling you.
She was a vampire on American Horror Story.
I'm talking about in life, real.
Oh. It felt like we're going to put, they're like, okay, Bowen Yang, we're going to put you in a bunch of stuff this week because, you know, Lady Gaga is your person.
I know.
But she's usually funny.
She wasn't funny?
I did not think it was good at all.
Overall, not really. Just wasn't, but, you know, hit or miss. Last week was great. That's going to be hard. The simple stuff is hard to top. The HJ coupon?
Yeah.
That's going to be impossible to top.
It's called that was good about the wedding. It's called a tilde. Yeah.
Yeah.
A tilde or a tilde. I don't know. But anyway, that's what that's called over the thing.
Well, I don't use it.
Right above vowels, A-E-I-O-U.
Well, I mean, like.
Let me see some papers and I'll use it, maybe.
It's the other one.
Yep.
Okay.
Look, it's like a million different directions and you try to pick one.
I know, and that's not good.
It's just like a catch up. We haven't talked. We usually talk a lot on text, and I might have blocked you this weekend just to make sure today was going to be good.
God, I blocked you because I didn't want to like take all the good stories away. So that's why it was kind of awkward when I walked in this morning.
That is weird. You're blocking each other.
Well, he didn't know I blocked him, and he didn't. I didn't know he blocked me.
I guess it's better to block him first. I see it.
It doesn't tell you. Usually there used to be a workaround.
Sucks. Yeah, you know, really like it should just go ahead and break the news to you. Hey, kid, guess what? She's not responding because she blocked you 2 years ago.
You could tell on TweetDeck back in the day the workaround you could use.
Not you. You're so full of yourself. When I say she, do you think so?
No, I'm just saying in general, I don't block people unless you're sending me death threats or something.
Oh, no.
That happens a lot. Paige, die. If you don't play Metallica for me, you better die.
Speed one rebel chick, Paige.
You better stop or I'm going to slit your throat. No,
God.
I never get that.
If you don't play Beastie Boys, I'm going to run over your
Paige big toe. Paige had her filter taken out in a outpatient surgery.
It's just really going.
It's just like whatever comes to mind. Pop. Working with that pooch.
I do like to go into other accounts and unblock people just to troll the people that originally blocked.
How do you do that?
I don't know. Let's just say for sake of argument, if there were a station account. Like, I don't know why a certain person, like, would block that person. So I'm like, let's unblock them. Just to mix it up a little.
I don't even have access to it.
Yeah, it changes a lot, you know.
I don't have access to the radio, which I'm glad. Because if some crap went down, I wouldn't, you know, get asked if I flushed or posted whatever it was.
Were you the one that left the duty?
Did you post an illegal picture?
It was Brad Daugherty. Big Dookie did it.
Big Dookie did the duty.
Have we never heard that? And why is that his nickname out of North Carolina?
I'm sure he fought to get that destroyed, and then we just brought it back.
Oh, yeah. Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Well, somebody hacked it. I wouldn't call it hacking. I would call it, you know, trying to...
Creative.
Yeah.
It's like creative licensing. High school thing.
How did that get fixed? Somebody, like, let us know. How do you contact Google to say, hey, this isn't right? We don't have pink dildos at Gaffney High School.
Knowingly.
And that Jeffrey Dahmer did not go here.
Nor did the guy with the mustache.
Now, the Undertaker jury's still
out.
I'm not talking about
Raleigh Fingers, by the way. Well, I get from one reference to one when somebody will not get. It was a baseball player who had a handlebar mustache. All right.
Paige knows. Or
Sam knows. Elliott. Eckersley. We'll go with
God,
that.
Dang it.
Is that better?
I can't mix up with
Eckersley. Dennis Eckersley had a big mustache.
Not like Raleigh. Well, hang on now. You might have known Raleigh. You were out there, you know, kind of.
Yeah, he played for Oakland for a little while.
Plus, he was the Kaiser Soze.
I've only gone to like 3 A's games.
Yeah.
When I had the chance to work it.
Need a glass of water.
You know what she just told us? Work it? Well, I don't want to say it. She might not want to say it publicly.
Oh.
What?
You said you found something out about yourself
recently? Do that to her. Don't do that.
Might have been some, you know, might have been a past performance. Floating around.
Oh, God.
Do you really want me to talk about that?
I want to see it.
I don't know where it is.
Like, what type of movie is it?
I would investigate that further, Paige, before you go.
No,
don't listen to him.
He just waved me away. Like he was freaking Madea. Don't listen to him. Oh, Lord.
Hang on.
She mentioned she was in a movie, but like I didn't get any kind of.
Well, I just wanted to make sure she really wants to.
Oh, she loves it when you spring it on her.
No.
No, she doesn't either. I get them.
Because there was one. I've only seen the one she got murdered in. Spoiler alert.
A movie.
And she's real selective. She doesn't do a whole lot. So, I want to make sure that it's something I can watch.
Is this something? So here's the way she said it, though. And I'm not going to say the name yet. Show him. He was the one wondering about it.
See, I care.
That's, not that I don't.
Are you, like, are you in you, that picture?
How do you? So you walk in this morning, and not first thing, but that you say at one point.
I was here first.
I found out that I was in a movie called This over the weekend. Now, did you not? What am I looking at, Paige?
Look, that's my name.
Why don't you have a picture?
You got to pay for it.
You had to pay for an ID, IMDb Pro.
I'm going to change it because I don't know. But
what caught my attention was the title of the movie. I'm like, oh my God, that sounds hot.
There I am.
You got to point to a picture. Like, is that legit her? She's showing me a phone with 10 pictures on it. There I am.
Yeah, let me see.
Look at me.
Oh, yeah, we're talking about you.
But how do you not know that you're in a movie?
Wait a minute.
That's her. I mean, that's
her.
What
the hell's going on in the... This is a porno.
That's what I thought.
It's not.
Yeah, but just because you're not in the pornographic scenes still makes it a porno. Like, the guy who answers the phone when the lady says, I'd like a large sausage pizza. He's not actually going to the lady's house. He's sending her... Is that you?
No, somebody else. I shot one scene.
Give her a ride to the store.
This might have been around the time she was testing for Hustler or whatever it was.
No, this is recently. It's 2024.
But they didn't. What? Did they have a working title? You just didn't know that was the title?
It was a different movie. It was This.
She could have been led down the path of adult stardom.
Being in a... That sounds like a porno name right there.
Oh, let me look at it.
I would not say it on the radio.
Oh my God! The projects you come across are just,
I know,
so
crazy.
So they don't say, "Hey, remember that movie you filmed? Well, it's now out." Or you don't get an alert on your IMDb saying, "Hey, you just added another credit."
Well, see, that was under my name, but not under my stage name, because I have it under when I wanted to reinvent myself, I dropped.
Wait a minute! Wait a minute! Is the reinvention being dirty talking? Because I've noticed.
No.
Reinvention of Paige.
So many layers.
Yeah, because I just wanted to use.
What's the reinvention, though? What were you putting behind us and going with?
Because nobody can spell any of my last names.
That is true. WTPT is hard to spell.
No.
I know.
Pertle and Laskowski, or they always mutilize.
What?
Mutilate.
My head hurts, damn it.
I know.
Sorry.
Like, I'm smiling, but it's a nervous one, too.
We keep smacking the desk. It's going to fall apart.
I know. We keep hitting it every time you say something wacky.
And I'm down here by the balls. So, it shouldn't be falling apart.
I want to let you in on something. For when we talk, and not talk about you, but like when you come up outside of this room, your nickname is Pert Plus. Did you know that?
Yep.
What, like the laundry detergent?
No, it's shampoo. Yeah. But because your previous last name was Pertle.
Pertle, yeah.
So we'd call you Pert or Pert Plus.
But people always spell it like turtle, but it's spelled with an I.
Oh, that would be annoying.
Yes.
I don't like how close my last name is to her last.
Laskowski. Like, no, please, don't. It's not like.
Do you like get a lot of Polak jokes? I'm kidding.
Yes,
I'm totally kidding.
I do.
Yes.
Well, people ask me how it feels to be Polish, and I said I wouldn't know. I married into that family.
They're setting you up for a sex joke, right?
Yeah,
there.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I was saying.
Is that what that means?
Like, you about to find out how it feels to be Polish.
Polish sausage.
How about you see this Polish?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this. Can I watch that? Like, is it available?
I don't know where it is. I just kind of.
Because your other movie's on
all
TV.
Right, say the name of the movie because people are asking, and it's not fair to talk about something and not bring them in on it.
Okay.
Maybe somebody can find it on.
It's called Babe Mansion.
Babe Mansion.
Yes.
And I said it's about the pig who got his own house, but that's
exactly.
Not it.
It's a cartoon.
And it's about the architecture.
I did one little tiny scene where I was.
It looked like somebody was bent over.
Yeah,
that somebody was.
It looked like you were standing behind the bent over person.
Oh,
it was a comedy.
Were you wearing some appendage or something?
I was wearing a white fur coat and leather pants.
See, she does pick out her own wardrobe for a lot of these.
I didn't.
Not for that one?
Paige, bring your whore clothes.
Yeah, basically that's what somebody says.
You shared that with me before.
She gets offers from all kinds of different like places you wouldn't expect.
Yeah, but as a woman, man, I'd be weirded out by, hey, you want to be in a movie? Show up here at this time.
She said she worked with Eric Roberts, but it might have been like Robert Rudolph.
Eric Roberts Rudolph.
That went nowhere. I always think all this stuff goes nowhere.
Eric Roberts Neighborhood.
I also played a lady police officer, and that was fun.
Why do you have to say a lady police officer?
We got to see that one.
I don't know what happened.
Busty Cops has already been made. Were you in that?
Were you a hooker? Were you a cop that arrested a hooker, or were you the hooker that got arrested?
I was a badass bitch.
Well, that doesn't answer the question.
Do you know I put you over today, sir? Because I'm horny.
Was Babe Mansion brought to you by MILF Island?
Should have been.
That's a show. And I've watched it out of like thinking like, man, there's going to be like some hot older women on here or whatever.
Hot older women.
Oh, man.
I don't know if that's a term anymore they use.
No, they still exist, but it's...
It's just funny to me.
What, MILF?
Yeah.
Like I know. What do you call that now? It's not cougar.
Cougar's just...
I like cougar.
What is cougar? Like, you know, early 40s? Is that the cougar age now?
I don't know. Ladies? MILF can be any woman that has a child.
Mothers, I would like to blank, right?
Now, keep in mind, some women get pregnant or girls get pregnant at 17.
So what a cougar means that you don't... You're just out there looking for younger guys.
I'm screwed either way on that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know what constitutes a cougar now.
I don't know. Maybe you do a news story on that and tell us.
Or then the bucket's half full of sand,
I'm
if you
sorry.
Know what I'm saying.
It's Monday. I'm
so busy.
No.
Babe Mansion out with the car.
That's so stupid.
When is the premiere?
I have no idea.
We'll have another Cannes Film Festival if you can find out when.
Not invited. When you're just a bit actor.
We do them every 15 years.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Actor.
Paige, what are you working on in the play?
Well, you know what? We've got to talk about what today is, and you may be a little groggy or tired after the weekend.
It's Monday.
Get into that and some other things.
What do you mean, though? Because of the spring forward?
Yeah.
Yeah, that got me. Because, you know,
God, I forgot about
my car. It's my car also doesn't change the time, and I got in this morning in my car, and I was like,
"Oh no!
Wait a minute!
Whoa!
I'm gonna be way early. I might be fat boy." And then I looked at my phone. It's like, no, not at all. All right, we'll get into that and a whole bunch more next. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 Revolution, the Rise Guys, RiseGuys.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So, do you know what today is?
You know, I didn't see any kind of list or anything like what it could be.
No. Stone Cold Day is Saturday.
Oh, we're going to miss it.
What?
What?
Today is something I would definitely love to celebrate.
No, it's probably National...
I played a hooker in a movie.
No.
National Willie Day.
Today is National Napping Day.
Oh. Well, I will partake in that one, actually.
If you love naps, this is all about you.
I don't know how you can't do it. I mean, but look, I understand, you know, if you're... When I lost the initial 10 or 15 pounds every time I tried to start a diet, it was very hard to sleep. Like, I had energy. And I wasn't used to.
What the hell? You need to stop that.
Isn't it wild?
But I knew I couldn't stay up a lot. Like, I can't. It's not healthy.
Well, on the weekend, okay, so during the week, you know, we obviously have to get up rather early. But, like, what do you do on the weekend, so? Do you stay up late and then sleep later, or?
You know what I do? And I don't, like, I'm not doing it on purpose, but. If I lay on the couch, I'm automatically going to knock out. I'm going to start zonking.
It's me.
I went to bed at 12:30 Saturday night like a puss. I couldn't stay. I couldn't hang.
Oh, gosh. Bad?
That's not bad. I remember waking up Saturday going, oh, it's 3 a.m. But then I've forgot that we did. We sprung forward.
I've done that without an alarm.
That hour.
Sometimes on the weekend, it's like, you know, 3:30. I'm like, oh, no. Then you remember, like, oh, it's Sunday.
Yeah, but, like, do you go back to bed if you're, like, fully immersed? Like, oh, God, I think I got to get ready for work. And then your body kind of wakes up more. But then you're like, oh, I don't have to.
Yeah, because I've been bad for the past, like, week and a half as far as the food goes. Kind of fell off the wagon a little bit. So I'm kind of back in that, like, you know, when I'm at the heaviest, I can sleep easier.
I'm telling you, when you are dieting and go and take that splurgy thing, like, wow. I mean, it's...
It will set you back.
It, like, sets you back a day where you feel like a food hangover. I'm not kidding.
I feel like I put on weight as quickly as I can lose.
Oh, I do. My weight goes up. It's terrible.
I finally went to a certain burger restaurant that every town wants to have one of.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I finally went to that one. Oh, man.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Does it have five men involved in that?
No, God.
Of course it would if you were thinking about it.
No, that's your weekend. I'm talking about
five men and meat. That's Paige's weekend.
This one is one that probably came up with a name after somebody gave them a good review. Like, it might have been called Tony's Burger Place, but
after they
took this one review, it says, man, what a burger. And it was like, oh, you know what? That'll be the name.
Was it worth it?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay.
It was very good. But I'm saying I don't know the last time I've eaten a hamburger. You asking too many questions.
I got
dumb ones too.
I'm living through you.
I've never eaten a hamburger, just like I've never sat down to poop and peed as well. Like, that just doesn't happen.
If you were Gabe Gutierrez asking that to Trump, he would, like, admonish you on the spot.
That's a stupid question.
You're not supposed to ask that question because we're talking about something else.
Too soon.
But no, it was Whataburger. But the food was great. I'm just saying when you're not used to eating it. It's like when they say don't feed your dog scraps from the table.
Oh, bad idea.
Who says that?
Most people. Because they're used to having that same diet. And that's what I've learned with food. It's not an experience. It's like going to get gas for your car.
I don't got
to
see it that way.
It's a mindset. It's really a mindset. Mm-hmm. Don't look at it as... Now, if you go out for you know, with your wife, or you go out to a nice dinner, whatever, that's going to be an experiential kind of event. But if you go like, what am I going to have for lunch?
So there was a famous food festival that took place over the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the pictures, and I'm like, where's the rest of the food? I'd be keeping in mind, like, hey, you don't have enough to eat. But like what you just said, it's like a little novelty.
But that's one of the pleasures of life is good food, though. So it's kind of that, you know. But I feel it the way I feel. If I haven't drank in a while and then have a lot, it's like, oh, God, like a day or two, I'm just burnt. Same thing with eating a bigger meal I'm not used to anymore. Very.
Overeating makes you feel terrible.
I do that. I'm like, I got to finish it.
And I'm not supposed to have sugar.
The crap is so expensive now. I know. You're like, yeah. I'm wasting money if I don't finish this. But like,
or I'll finish it too.
I've heard it a million times myself. Like, quit eating when you're full.
Badass.
But it's hard to.
Or I'll go back 20 minutes later. I'm like, this too soon to go back.
Good, and you don't ever get it. To quit eating when you're full, you're like, what?
I know that's what's going to happen. If I get food and I save it like you like to, Matt, when you go out somewhere.
Yeah.
You cut save the half.
Yep.
I'll go back 20 minutes later and eat it.
I ate the whole burger, though, man. It was good.
Did you get fries?
Yeah, I had fries.
Did you get the biggest one they had, though?
Did you get a Coke?
No, I only got a single patty.
Did you do all the calories over 1,000?
They don't put them on there, thank God.
I don't think I could do cheeseburgers anymore, to be honest with you.
Why?
The cheese itself is
I got pepper jack.
Really wrecking me. I got to find a way to like spice it up without the cheese. Cheese is killing me. Like, it makes
you
it hard for me to
lactose
breathe.
Lactose intolerant.
You might be.
Well, I am for sure. Like, it gives me the runs like hell, but it messes.
The same way with 57 sauce.
Like, it messes with my nose too. It's hard to breathe. Like, it kind of closes up.
Good Lord.
You know how you get.
You told a doctor any of this?
Well, how you get congested? That's kind of what happens.
Oh, gosh.
You get, like, some, like, cheese congestion.
Good Lord,
look,
dude.
It's got to be a real thing. I didn't think, you know, carbohydrate inflammation was real.
Oh, that's for real, for real.
I get that bad. Yep.
Don't eat cheese, dude. Like, it might kill you.
I know. I'm going to have to stay away from it, which I kind of don't want it.
Can you have any dairy?
I don't think I want it. Like, I had a grilled cheese the other day, and it was so nasty. And it was good bread, too. And it was a slice of cheddar. Mild and some provolone too. I'm like, this don't taste good. I instantly felt like a puss.
Sorry.
Oh, you've looked like one this morning.
I never thought I'd turn my back on cheese. By God, I did.
Turn that V-neck into a U-neck.
How do you eat a burger without cheese, though? What are you going to put
in there?
I don't know.
That's so sad.
Now, if I go to a certain restaurant in town, I'll always get it wrong, so I've been eating it without cheese.
You can't have any queso now. That is terrible.
You got to go to Jersey Mike's, say, I want the Philly with no cheese.
God. It's funny you say that, because that's what I ate the other day. That made me realize, I'm like, this is
giant.
So good. Yes.
Jesus, God.
I don't get the mayonnaise.
You know what I love about their bread? It's the little flakes, seeds, or whatever it is that come off. I like to lick my finger and run it down that.
Thank you for listening to Food Talk.
I get the oregano and the salt on there. God almighty.
Hell yeah. And I like to have a nice cup of Dixon cider.
I tell you what.
From the Dixon family up in North Carolina. Their cider. It's that time of year again.
I never have to. I'm usually a double meat guy. I never have to ask them for double meat. I could not imagine what they would use for double meat, because they always give you so much meat.
Sausage.
On a regular sandwich.
Salami.
So if I ask for double meat, it's probably going to be like, you know, a 6-inch tall sandwich. They really dole out the meat. Cut right in front of you.
I used to, when I'd go to Subway, I would get a meatball sub and then get them to put pepperoni on top of it. And then I think they made that an eventual sandwich.
No wonder why you have gas.
No, it's just like, Fat Boy's right about, like, there was that
meatball sub
thing about, like, want to add extras. You can add extras. You can add extra meat, extra cheese.
I guess.
Everything.
Yeah, make it a crucifix sandwich and put an extra bread on there.
With some broccoli and cauliflower, please.
All right.
I know. She'd get, like, extra vegetables or something, like, awful.
I just want to fart for the rest of
my life. Can I get some extra
Can I get some vinegar, some oil, please? Charlie, can I get some extra oil?
I haven't liked you for years, Paige, but here lately you've been very palpable.
She's wild, man.
I'm sorry.
Oh, come on. That in itself
like,
is just
besides
playing.
Forcing your other coworkers to take selfies with you over the weekend, you must be going to like comedy camp.
Oh, I got to look. All right. Close it out, Paige. Gosh. Have you already?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Thank you. All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into the mail sack, the riseguys at AOL.com. Yeah. I can tell you that, speaking of the devil, we have some email about Paige.
What?
Yeah.
I bet.
So we got some email about Paige. We got some email about several of the calls we got last week. And one of these emails, two different people almost saying verbatim the same freaking thing. So that in itself means there's
fake account.
It's got to be some. No, I think it's it's just something that two people really caught on to from last week's shows.
Dang.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that a good tease?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. All right, the Rise Guys at AOL.com. We're going to read them next. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.